You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
It's the Merry Little Podcast.
Hello, I'm Jeff Westover, Chief Bill Payer at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com and Merry Little Site, now celebrating 25 years of Christmas together online. And this is the Merry Little Podcast, an all-new feature we introduce as we begin our second quarter century made necessary and possible by government regulation and that evil thing called money. No, the Merry Podcast, as you know it and love it, has not gone away. It's just gone into hiding somewhat. This light version, which we are calling the Merry Little Podcast, is presented with none of the music or copyright-laden stuff that we feature at Kringle Radio. We've sanitized it, stripped it bare, and kept it merry and short because radio and podcast licensing now requires it. We offered this publicly just to remind you that, yes, we still do the Merry Podcast. We just do it differently. The Merry Little Podcast will go out to all the world. It'll stay on iTunes and other venues and is, of course, free for the taking, while the Merry Podcast itself and all 50-plus episodes that average more than an hour in length and features the music of Christmas shifts to Kringle Radio and behind the premiere wall at MyMerryChristmas.com. And that, in a merry nutshell, is what this first episode of the Merry Little Podcast is all about. How did this happen, and why we have to do it this way? We call this show The Grinch That Stole Christmas Radio. We hate to begin a new feature on a down note, but you're going to notice a lot of changes in online audio in the coming weeks and months if you haven't noticed it already, and our merry efforts are no less affected. Basically, it comes down to this. Artists and their licensing agents felt that too many dollars were left on the table with older style licensing rules and fees. The internet brought forth a lot of independent radio station folks just like us, devoted to one particular niche of music over another, and we had the audacity as broadcasters to offer what we offered for free. In a world where shrinking revenues have been the norm for two decades and where actual music isn't selling like it used to, well, I suppose they had to do something. And we'll freely admit that technology has fueled efforts to pirate high-quality music production so that songs are more freely shared than sold anymore. We get that. Our own content gets stolen all the time, and it's not something that's just limited to music. But we weren't stealing music, and most online stations were not either. We bought it, and we broadcast legally, with fees that protected artists and their agents alike. For better than a decade, we operated under license with those agreements that were not free, and we did it because we loved what we did, and we did it because we could afford it. It cost us a little bit of money, but it was controllable. Well, that money, I guess, just wasn't enough. They decided, and the technology makes possible, to charge by the listener for internet radio. Now, compare that to regular radio. Imagine it. Where I live, we have a radio station blasting 50,000 watts that claims to reach millions of people all over the American West. They're an old-school terrestrial-based radio station. But they don't get charged royalties based on a per-listener basis. But because we can track individual listeners on the internet, we can see who is listening, what they're listening to, where they're listening from. Internet radio stations now get to pay a fee for every listener on every song that they play in every country around the world. It costs a little more than a penny a song. Well, think about that. Our efforts at Kringle Radio are pretty popular, especially in November, December, but they aren't 50,000 watts strong. We're not reaching millions of people. But for the little audience that we have, for under the new rules, a little station like Kringle Radio would rack up fees in excess of $5,000 a month just to broadcast online. Well, guess what happens when you do that? Yep, a lot of internet radio stations go belly up, and in the past several months, thousands have done so. Did you used to listen to Live365.com? Well, go there now, and the site is just gone, wiped out entirely by these new rules. Do you listen by way of TuneIn.com? Have you seen the many changes there and noticed that it is now mostly traditional radio stations that have online feeds available through them that you can listen to? Have you seen that drop in variety? These changes have required small stations from all over the world to fold, and what you get now almost anywhere in the world is a corporate-designed, sales-driven offering made to channel a select type and amount of music alone. The variety is just gone, and that was what the internet brought to the table, and they weren't making enough money off of it. Well, this affects our podcast too, because we have for more than 6 years of podcasting offered music on our podcast. We did that for one simple reason. What is Christmas without music? We just have to do it. And we've done it without charge to the music industry. We've given thousands and thousands of hours of exposure and free publicity to their product. And this is the thanks we get. Well, we're not going to do our podcast without music. And we're not going to kill off Kringle Radio, at least not yet. We're licensed, and we've taken it now out of the public sphere and put it behind a paywall. What that means is that in order to hear the Merry Podcast in full, or listen to Kringle Radio, you'll have to be a premier member at our website at MyMerryChristmas.com. Now, to some, that sounds like we're profiting off this whole deal, and let me assure you that we are not. We're just trying to cover these new costs. Licensing, that is, the right to stream without an audience, just to have a stream, costs $500 in licensing fees. That doesn't count server costs, broadcast costs. That's just to have the license to do it. Then we've got to pay that per-song listener tax for everything that we play. Our subscribers are what will keep commercial-free Christmas music and the Merry Podcast online and available. We won't be making a dime off of it. We know that automatically we won't have as many listeners as we've had in the past. We know that most people aren't going to pay for radio. We as listeners of radio tend to think of radio as something that's free. We get in the car, we turn it on, we listen to the news, traffic, weather, and music, and commercials, and we don't pay a dime for it. In the eyes of music marketers, radio stations are awash in cash from advertisers, just lining up to give radio operators like us money. And in some situations, say that 50,000-watt monster serving millions of people, maybe there's some truth to that, although I've never met a well-fed radio ad salesman in my life. Maybe it works for some of them, I don't know. But not in what we do, and evidently not in what thousands of now-defunct internet radio stations do either. That model won't work for us. We're seasonal. We know we'll get millions of visitors in December and just a fraction of that amount the rest of the year. I don't have a sales staff that can sell commercials, and frankly, I don't want to make money off the podcast and music. I just want to celebrate Christmas. That's all we've ever wanted at My Merry Christmas. We don't make money. We never have. We launched this thing with the motto of making merry without a price because we wanted to be one thing associated with Christmas that didn't require money. We hate money, and we hate the idea of profiting from Christmas. So we've always had a model that brings in just enough revenue to cover our costs. The radio station and the podcast have long been our costliest endeavors. Sound files are large, and they take a lot of bandwidth to share. Servers cost money. Scripts that run the website cost money. Thousands and thousands of daily visitors to the website cost money. We absorb those costs through a paid subscriber model on the website. It's not profitable. It never has been. I end up paying out of pocket every month for all that we do. But I can't subsidize the music industry. Something has to give with this. Can we survive this way? Well, we're going to find out. We don't know. But we're going to be legal. We have a license, and we will file the reports and pay the fees. If we can make it stick, we'll keep offering our Christmas audio to the world. But that is not a guarantee, and perhaps a year from now we'll be silenced like so many others. We'll just have to see. So we invite you to join us here on the Merry Little Podcast, which will become, in time, a short preview of what is offered on the real Merry Podcast. And if you want to enjoy commercial-free Christmas music year-round and the regular Merry Podcast, please become a member. A premier member at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. And that's it, short and sweet, for this first edition of the Merry Little Podcast. We hope that next time it'll be on a happier topic. For MyMerryChristmas.com, I'm Jeff Westover, wishing you and yours a Merry Little Christmas.